What a wonderful day. It's sunshiny. It's bright.
It just got brighter in here, Wendy. You know why?
Sure did.
Because Jim O'Hare entered the studio.
Wow, I'm blushing. No, actually, that's a rash. I'm sorry. No, actually, it's jelly. It's actually from
a
donut.
Jelly?
That's my bad. So I'm not blushing. I don't have a rash. I just have to wipe my mouth. I'm sorry.
Yes, you know him best from Parks and Rec, where he played Gary, Jerry, Larry.
Terry.
And Terry.
And Barry. There's five.
Yeah. Did I miss one? There's
yeah, well, Chris Pratt's character did a karate show, Johnny Karate.
Right.
And they brought me on as his mailman, and he would have the little ninjas kick my ass, and I was called Barry.
Please explain to people, because I loved this inside joke, that your coworkers just didn't know your name.
My character on the show was the punching bag, but the reason it happened, the reason this whole bit of all these names, here's how silly things can get. The producers, Mike Schur, who's brilliant and created the show with Greg Daniels, thought, wouldn't it be great if we became like a Jeopardy question?
Mm-hmm.
So they kept changing my name. Their hope is that one day Alex Trebek will say, what comedy series had a regular character's name changed 5 times over 7 years? And it would be
Gary, Jerry, Larry, Terry, Barry,
Gergich, Gengerch, whatever the hell they call me. So, yeah, but the funny part for the cast was we would lose track of who I was.
Yeah.
So we would do a take, and Amy would be like, you know, Jerry, who is he? Who is he today? Like, it got very confusing, but it was worth it for the laugh.
So funny.
I was late to the Parks and Rec party. I thank my 14-year-old son, Dylan, who started streaming it on Netflix.
That's where it's.
And I love it.
The crazy part is we were on the air for, we did 7 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Named at one point, Time Magazine called us best show. We won a Peabody Award, all this great stuff. But it was not a huge rating success.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think it would be over by now. Because of Netflix and Hulu, and we're on two stations during the day. We are more popular than we ever were when we were on the air.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Isn't that nice?
But it's awesome. Because so many people are like, are you sick of people coming up to you and everything? My God, they're always so nice. There's nothing to be sick of.
I know I mentioned this last time you were on, but it bears repeating. The first season that it was on, the first season that Parks and Recreation was on, I didn't think it was good.
No.
I just didn't.
Wow.
I was so disappointed because I loved everybody involved. And then I've never seen a show turn it around like you guys turned it around in the 2nd through 7th seasons. It was funny.
I actually say to people who are starting it, start with season 2.
Yeah.
Season 1 was only 6 episodes. What happened was Amy had just come off of SNL. She had just had the baby. So NBC said, don't do a pilot. Just start shooting.
Yeah.
You do a pilot to figure out what works and what doesn't work.
Right.
So we didn't have that. So Amy's character of Leslie Knope was coming across kind of like Michael Scott from The Office.
Yeah,
that
a little
was
bit.
Never the intention, but this is what was happening.
Yeah.
So they regrouped from season 1 to 2. And it became a different show.
Boy,
but I always say to people, definitely go back to season 1 because there is some great funny stuff in there.
Yeah.
But the characters hadn't found out who they were yet.
Right.
You know, people don't get it. You start a show with strangers, but we're supposed to look like we've all been together for years.
Yeah. That is weird.
It is kind of weird. But with a pilot, you can figure some stuff out, and we never did it. We shot 6. We went right at it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Anything I've else you want to bring down? Anything other terrible things you want to say about the show?
Yeah, well, about you in particular.
Jim, there's plenty.
I just got your test results, and there's some bad news.
Did.
I have to,
Wow. No good. No. Because I just heard my sugar level was 840 out of 1,000. So that
I guess that's good.
That's
news.
Good, right?
That is.
That's
very
like
good
a
news.
High B.
Right.
I think that's
great.
A high B.
No,
so
you're doing
no,
great.
I think you're reading the test wrong, my friend. Yes.
Here's what Wendy and I just found out this about you.
And we still don't believe it.
We don't believe it.
Oh, no.
You didn't just win a daytime Emmy Award.
You are telling me that you didn't already know that.
No.
You don't. Do you follow the national news? Do you watch? Do you watch the Colbert? Do you are these shows you watch?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then you wouldn't have heard about it. But
our producer Kevin said that, and we looked at him, and Bill's like, "This is obviously a joke."
Bill's like, "I've seen his work. This is a ridiculous lie."
Well, but it's for work on a soap opera.
Yeah.
On Search for Tomorrow.
Bold and Beautiful.
Bold and the Beautiful. Yeah. I've never seen. Here's what happened. The whole thing is so surreal because I get a call one day.
Yeah.
Would you and Wendy, Monica Haran, who was on Everybody Loves Raymond, she played Amy, Brad Garrett's wife.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
Her husband created Everybody Loves Raymond. They have a couple of dollars.
Phil Rosenthal.
Phil Rosenthal.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So Would you guys come on and kind of do like a celebrity cameo kind of fun bit?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm all up for that. It was a decent paycheck. It was all good. Mm-hmm. So we do it. Laugh our asses off. We just have a great day. And the world goes on. We go do our thing. It went over well. We get a call. Would you guys do it again? Yeah, same type of situation. One day, in and out.
So you're one of the major characters, mom and dad, on the show?
No.
You're not?
No,
who
I'm
are
too
you?
Young for that.
Oh.
Yes. He slams you.
Yeah, you
why
know
do
what?
You come here?
I am so close to tears, and I try not to cry before noon. And then I sob for like 2.5 hours straight. From noon to 2:30, you can't
crying.
Get a hold of me. It's that's just that's sobbing.
Who do you play?
We're obnoxious travelers. We are on an airplane.
Oh.
I have a bad knee, so I need an aisle. My wife gets nauseous. She needs the window. So one of their lead characters is stuck in between
in the middle.
Us. Oh. And of course, we're wonderful people, but we're the worst. I give her my sweaty head thing and put it because her neck is her.
The pillow?
Yeah, the pillow. I put it behind her neck and she, you know, and. And so it's so much fun, but crazy.
Yeah.
I was coming to Chicago to promote something, and in the car, the phone rings, and hello, Jim, this is Brad Bell of the Bold and Beautiful. We want to congratulate you on your Daytime Emmy nomination.
Wow.
Huh? Well, then I think it's one of my idiot friends, because
sure.
I would do that to them.
Sure.
So while he's talking to me and telling me what's going to happen, I'm Googling. And then I won't say the word, I was like, to him, without him, I go, oh, S.
Yeah.
Like, what? And it was true. So then I thought, well, that's just a crazy thing that happened.
Yeah.
So now the awards come, and we're all in the same category. It was me, Monica, Nicole Nichelle O'Hara
from Star Trek.
Star Trek. These two other guys. And now I'm at the awards, and I have plans to go out, like, the second the show is over. I'm having the driver take me to an event.
Right.
Like, I know this is nothing to think about. So I'm sitting there. And then Larry King was giving the award, and they start showing the clips of the different people. I'm like, oh, boy, he was good. Oh, look at him cry. Oh, he's yelling. He's angry. Oh, then they showed this Nicole Nichelle, and she's dying, and son is saying goodbye to her. I'm like, well, there's our winner.
Yeah.
There's our winner. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. Larry King goes, the winner is Jim O'Hare. Blah, blah, blah. And my first thought was, that is so familiar. That, and I swear to God, it's so familiar.
I know that name.
And then I look to the left, and the Bold and Beautiful people start standing up, applauding, and looking at me. So, I mean, it's on video where I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And then I realize, oh, hell, they're giving this to me. So I have to get up and walk up there. And I'm yelling, you idiot. I planned nothing.
Oh, no. See, and Bill has said that. How can people plan nothing? Because you're in the running.
I planned nothing. And they're running against soap people who do these dramatic.
Sure, of course.
I did it. And I think I won because when people voted, all the submissions were probably dramatic.
Sure.
And I did I play a funny guy on this thing. And I think that's probably why. So my two thoughts as I'm walking up there is, oh, you're an idiot, you're an idiot, you're an idiot. And don't fall. The fat guy falling will not be, it'll be a meme in 10 minutes. It'll be all over. Get up. So then I kind of just said to myself, just speak from the heart, I guess, because I did not know what to do.
Yeah.
And so I get up there. And one thing I did do, because I set the trophy down and I just said, this is for all the soap people. And I did a bow.
Yeah.
Because I have never been on a soap set before.
It's a lot of work, isn't
they
it?
They work hard, you
really?
Guys.
Really?
Oh, they work so hard. What I do in my normal life in 1 week, they do in a day.
Yeah.
I do 40 pages. They will do six. Actually, they do more than that. They do 60 pages a day. A day.
Right.
That is a pace that I can't
Sometimes no rehearsal. Sometimes they get the script and they have to go shoot it and there's no
exactly.
rehearsal.
Well, even the girl I was working with, the first day I did it, said, listen, if you're not liking something, you better swear or just say cut or something because they move on.
Yeah.
If the words come out, they move on.
Yeah. How so, do you remember all
I
that?
I don't know. This is what I'm saying. So I am so, and so people, and they get it. There's a bit of a stigma.
They're second-class citizens.
I know, but I'm telling you, it's not fair because they are working super hard. I mean, imagine being handed 30 pages
mm-hmm.
and you now have to go out there and do
mm-hmm.
it. That, and there's no few cards. There's no monitors.
How do you? I mean,
I
seriously, I can't remember one page.
I don't remember either one of your names. and I, you know, no, it's Dave
but
and
Jim
Betsy.
O'Hare sounds familiar.
Yeah. Jim O'Hare does sound, yes. Yeah. I'm so bad, I can barely remember my own name when Larry King said
Did you
it.
At any point, Jim, say to yourself, it took Susan Lucci 18 years to win this,
yes.
and here I am, I show up, and they hand me one.
As I'm walking off funny you would mention this. Boy, Bill did a segment, a nice segment, without even knowing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, that must happen every once in a while. Yeah. So, Larry, I get up there. I do my little speech, whatever I do. I turn to walk, and there's Susan Lucci standing there because she's coming out to present the next thing, you know. So she gave me a hug. She goes, congratulations. I go, I did it in one punch.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. I didn't say that to her. She's lovely. But yeah, I didn't have to take 14 times.
Right.
No, but it was crazy. And believe me, I'm so honored. And the crazy part is now when you go somewhere, you're now introduced as Emmy Award.
Yes.
It's all crazy.
You won it?
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with that? Jim O'Hare is here. We'll talk about his new movie next. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Oh, get down with that funky bass line.
Yes, we play music representative of our guests, and you can tell by the music that Jim O'Hare is here.
And I'm breaking it down.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, are you ever?
Ooh.
You're like a young Denny Terrio.
Yeah, what a shame, yes. No, I think I'm exactly Danny Terrio.
Talk about the new movie. It's Middleman. What do we need to know about Middleman?
It's called Middleman. It's an incredibly dark comedy that's going to – it opens Friday, June 9th. Here it's going to be at River East for a week. We're going to be at 8 different cities. We never thought we were going to get a theatrical run. That's like kind of a dream for an indie film.
Why did you think that?
Indie films, it's tough. They normally get VOD and then Netflix, which we're going to also do, but theatrical release is kind of crazy. But when it hit the world, by world I mean festivals, we started winning everything. And so then there was talk. One of my favorite things is I was actually shooting in Chicago, so I was bouncing back and forth to Seattle, our first festival.
Yeah.
We never discussed winning. We just wanted to be like someone invited us. Oh,
right.
My God, we're going to this, and let's have a beer afterward and go, wow, good for us. And so I went there. I did the press to the beginning of the screening, had to leave, fly back to Chicago, shot at Wrigley for the day.
Yeah.
This was like last September, whatever.
Yeah.
And Sunday, fly back to Seattle. So I get off the plane and I get a text from the director, and he goes, "We won." And I go,
"Look
won
at
what?
You just winning everything."
No, but I go, "Won what?" And he goes, "I don't know, but people seem excited."
Oh.
So like, we did not know what, because that was never in our brains. There was truly like me not winning, like never thinking I was going to win that Emmy. There was no prep for it.
I wouldn't be shocked if you won the Cy Young Award this year.
There's talk.
Yeah.
Well, you know what happened the other day? I did the first pitch of the Cubs game, and I get the call. They want me to be the starting pitcher.
That day's starter.
It turns out they like the ball to hit 2 feet from the plate. And they seem really into that. So
you're in.
I'm in. So I'm winning at everything. No, but it's a really dark film directed by my friend for 30-something years, Ned Crowley. He wrote it and directed it. Andy West from The Walking Dead, who played Gareth. And for Walking Dead fans, Josh McDermott is in it, who plays Eugene.
Does he have the mullet in it?
We gave him a ponytail because he's a crazy stand-up comic. And then Ann Dudek, who people will know from a million shows, House, and a bunch of different things. And it's basically about this sweet, simple man. It begins Jerry-esque from Parks.
Yeah.
And then takes a very dark turn. It's ultimately what is the price you'll pay for fame.
Yeah.
He was raised with his mother, who taught him comedy through Burns and Allen and Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
That to them was funny, which in the day was. It's tough to pull that off today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Bill knows nothing about funny, but for those who do, it's an art form.
Right.
And no, but you know, so what I'm saying is, but the mother dies and he goes out into the world. He thinks he can do this. He's going to go to Vegas and become a stand-up with this material.
Oh.
He's doing other people's old material. So he's a simple man. And on the way there, he picks up a hitchhiker. And the bodies start piling up.
Oh,
wow.
And the funnier he gets.
Excellent.
As the bodies are piling up, the funnier he gets. So what is the price of fame? Will I continue? Will I not? He gets a girl for the first time. He's never even had, 50 years old, never had a girl. Bill, who am I talking
to? I know what you're
preaching to the choir over here.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's really dark.
You almost side with him in a way.
Well,
like,
here's the thing. When it's a journey as an actor, it was an amazing journey because I guess this isn't revealing too much. It's the breaking down mentally of a man.
Right.
Through this. So it's an hour and 40 minutes of a regular guy.
Yeah.
Oh, something's going on. To a breakdown.
What happens in the end, Jim? How does it end?
Well, it turns out that it was all a dream. And,
what?
And she wakes up and there's Patrick Duffy in the shower with her. And she's like, I just had the craziest dream.
That sounds like an amazing story, though.
It really is cool. And Ned Crowley is he's a brilliant writer. And I know he's like, excuse me, one of my best friends. So it's easy to say, but He's amazing.
Did he write this with you in mind?
He wrote it with me in mind over 10 years ago, but nice. No one cared. We had no power, and then Parks happened.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I became a huge A-list celebrity. Right. Hello, everybody. Yes. I'm waving to Michigan Avenue. I became a huge A-list celebrity. No, but enough heat that someone said, we'll make this film if you can get him to do it. And I was like, yeah, I want to do it. Parks had just ended. It was a tough shoot. We shot in the desert. It was hot. I'm a fat man. There was a lot of heat, a lot of sweat. I sweated in places. I thought I'd sweat everywhere. There were things coming out of places I didn't know sweated. And it was not pleasant. But the actors, it was a SAG ultra low budget, which means there was no money. And these actors that came on board, these amazing actors, because the script, they said, oh, we want to do this. Because, you know, good actors want to do good work. There's ways to make your money. There's TV shows and there's stuff. There's ways to make your money.
Yeah.
So we were blessed to have these. And Andrew J. West, he's in town now. He's from Gary. And I get a lot of credit for this film because my fat head is on every scene. You know what I mean? And believe me, this head on a big screen
is way too much.
Yeah. It's big. But what Andy West is doing in this film, if it was a mainstream film, he would be up for an award.
Oh, really?
I know he would
be.
It's that good. He would
be. The movie's called Middleman, and like we said, it opens this Friday.
By June 9th,
At only one theater right now.
In Chicago. It's going to be in 8 theaters across the country. We're in New York, Boston,
LA, Boston, Atlanta, Seattle, Chicago.
It's right down the street.
Yes.
Why do people go to Los Angeles?
And it won the Seattle International Film Festival and the Edmonton International Film Festival.
And at Edmonton, we won Best Comedy and Drama, which
that's
makes
awesome.
No sense.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
you're a
something.
Winner. You have crazy. Proved it.
Can
it
somebody say hello to you really quickly? They've been on hold for quite a while. You may owe them money, Jim.
There's every chance of that.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, how are you? How are you doing, Jim? Long time no hear. I had to call in because I've heard him on the radio a couple of times, and Jimmy has been probably one of the funniest guys. Oh. We've known each other since we were 7, I think.
Oh, wow.
Danny Swofford, right?
Yes, it is.
Danny, one of my all-time favorite memories in life is going to your grandparents' farm in Iowa. Do you remember that?
I do, vividly, and I had to laugh because when you were on Nick's show with the last director you had, I was going to call him then, and I said, all you got to do is put Jimmy on horseback and write
a movie.
And actually, one of my memories from that trip was the horses ran over a new set of kittens.
Oh, no.
Because they don't know what's happening. I don't know if you remember that, Danny, because they don't know. They're running into the corral thing. Oh. And we were kids because I remember I went with your family.
Yeah, it was a great time. I see everything that you're in, and it couldn't make me happier. Jimmy's whole family was they were the original reality show, and God bless his mother was the funniest, sweetest woman I ever known in my life.
She was. She absolutely. I agree, Danny.
And I guarantee that's where Jimmy got most of his humor from, and that's a testament to not only him but his mom.
And, that's so nice.
I thoroughly enjoy seeing you and hearing you, and I'm thrilled about your success.
Danny, that's awesome. How are you doing? Because I know at one point you had a little heart thing going on.
Everything's been good.
Awesome.
Everything's been good. Thanks for asking.
You know, I ended up having surgery. I had to have penis reduction surgery.
Oh, my God.
So I've been through my trials, too. Anyway, that's so awesome. Because Danny and I, every once in a while, he'll do a tweet back and forth. But I haven't seen you in over 40 years, I'm guessing?
It's been a long time.
Been a long time.
I've seen you, but you haven't seen me.
Well, that's,
do you still have that farm and a horse? Maybe you guys can hook up.
Exactly. Actually, I can't be around farm animals.
No, in trouble.
Was a bit of an issue with the law.
No, you don't have to go into detail.
Yes.
Dan, thank you for calling in.
Danny, thank you so much, buddy. Give my love to your family.
I certainly will. It's good talking to you, buddy.
You too, Danny.
Isn't that nice? That's so nice.
That's awesome.
Jim O'Hare is his name. His new movie is called Middleman. Go see it. It opens this Friday. It should be good. He's also the winner of a Daytime Emmy. He's got his own airport named after him. Everything's going well. Everything's going so well.
I'll be there tonight at my airport.
Oh, good. Thanks. Great to see you.
You guys,
this
is a great show to do. Thank you so much.
I
love it.
We'll take a quick break and then some news. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.